This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend is on the hotline right now, Mr. Clint Boyer.
No
good outlaw?
We were just talking about the season, how much fun it was, and it was a great season for him. You always want to see a guy win the championship because he's your friend and he's your favorite racer, but overall, man, what a great car, what a great team, what a great race. I mean, everything about it was solid. A couple missteps here and there. And all I know is Denny Hamlin didn't win the goddamn championship. He came in fourth out of four, you prick.
We hate Denny Hamlin. He's a dick.
Born May 30th in Emporia, Kansas, our next guest has grown to become one of the most recognizable and beloved drivers in the sport of NASCAR. He just wrapped up the 2019 season ranked in 9th place with 7 top 5 finishes. And now he gets to take a few months off before it all fires up again in February at the legendary Daytona International Speedway. Please welcome, NASCAR star and friend of the show, Clint Boyer.
What are you doing, man?
Did I just hear a Denny Hamlin hate jingle?
Yes.
Yes. That's funny as hell, I think. I can't wait to see him at the banquet and tell him how bad you hate him.
Oh, my God. Please do. Please do. You know what I'll do? I'll send you this jingle. That way you'll have it on your phone.
Definitely do. I will just play. I think we have to do a dinner or something. I'll just play it on speaker. It picks up on it.
Man, you had a great race Sunday. I was happy for you, man. I mean, it was a fun race to watch.
Yeah, man, it was a good way to cap off the season. I mean, we had a solid season, kind of like you said. What a great season. We had a rough summer, man. We got behind, got to chasing our tail in June and the first part of July. With our body builds and stuff like that, we were all over the place. Once we got that ironed out, honestly, in the playoffs, we ran, obviously, as good as we did all year long, which was the right time to do that.
You're extended for a year with Haas, so you got another year with them for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, great team, great organization, obviously, with an army behind you. I mean, that's what it takes. Everybody knows it's all about people in life and in business, and racing is no different.
Speaking of that,
we got the manufacturer, man. I'm telling you, I've been with them all, with Chevrolet first and then Toyota and now Ford. Just the family aspect of how they treat the drivers and how they go about their business. I mean, it really is family. Like, literally, when you walk in the meeting Sunday morning before the Homestead Championship race, you look over and there's Ethel Ford, hosting all the drivers and all their people. It was it's just cool to be a part of that. So looking forward to next year. Obviously, a lot of work to do in the off season to get prepared. Obviously got a solid start for sure.
Yeah, you get a 3-month off. And by the way, but speaking of relationships and how everything began, I was going back and reading a little. I didn't realize that you were running an ARCA car when you got the call from Childress. So he's racing dirt. He's winning all over the place. He's having great championships. He gets a chance. These guys build him an ARCA car to go to Nashville in 2003, and you led 47 laps before finishing second, and then your phone rings, and you thought it was a prank call.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was Scott Traylor. Everybody knows the racing boy Scott and Kirk Elliott there in Kansas City. It's
sure.
Scott Traylor's car. He bought an old MB2 car, old Pontiac, believe it or not. And, we put a deal together and went to Nashville and almost won the damn thing. But, no, that ain't a lie. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, standing in the body shop working with the boys, what you're usually doing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon is trying to figure out who's buying beer for that afternoon or that evening. But after work, the phone rings and, we play a lot of pranks on each other. I mean, if he doesn't, and that phone call's not funny. That's not a joke. It was a little lady asking if I'd take a phone call from Richard Childress. I'm like, yeah, right, lady. I'm looking over my shoulder like, where's this deal coming from? Everybody's working, everybody's head down digging and not paying me any attention. I'm like, what? So I just connected, which naturally, you know, you do when you're a prankster. I hung up. Richard calls back, and dude, he's like, "Hey, did you really just hang up on me?" I'm like, "Oh my god!" I mean, that's like God calling, you know? I mean, in the world of racing, like, that's literally like God calling and offering you, you know, the door open. So I hung up on him. Yeah,
yeah.
That's how dumb I am.
But how fast does a life change at that moment? You think, one second you're a great regional racer. You're really well known throughout this region. You're loved and you have friends in it. But it's a good time. You don't know what's going to happen with your world. And then the next second you're headed to the bigs, and you're going there fast, man. Because what year did you start in NASCAR
literally
Cup Series?
The next day.
Yeah.
The next day, I'm on an airplane and headed to North Carolina. I mean, it was, that's how fast it was. It was a phone call, and the next day, headed to North Carolina to interview for, you know, opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, literally the dreams that you've always dreamed of. I mean, it's insane how that all worked.
Did it fit like a glove? I mean, when you first went in and you're in Xfinity and then in a NASCAR in the Cup Series, did it fit correctly? Did you go, "Oh no, this feels right. This is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing"? Or was it a lot of nervous energy?
Hell no. Dude, I was a fish out of water, man. I'm like, got in there, had no idea. So here's the funniest thing. It's like, I thought, you know, I'm from Kansas. I thought I knew what a redneck was. No clue. I had not one clue what a true redneck is. Here I am standing at the airport, which I'd only flown maybe two or three times ever, right? And standing at the airport waiting on this dude to pick me up. And here comes a jacked up Suburban. Dude gets out of it and Wrangler's jacked up. Looks like John Cena with big old cowboy boots on. And jumps out of the Suburban. He's like, "Hey, man, you Grant?" I was like, "Yeah." "Yeah, I'm supposed to pick you up. I don't know. I don't really know what to do now. I guess my kids, I'm late for his football game. Just come with me." Turns out that was Mike Dillon, Richard's son-in-law. That's Austin and Ty Dillon, you know, the race car driver's dad. So this day I laugh about that. I'm like, dude. So the very first day that I stepped foot in North Carolina, which was the following day after he called me, here I am sitting at a football camp with Austin Dillon playing, and now I'm racing against him. I mean, it's crazy how life works.
Yeah, and it moves fast, man. And you got to walk through those doors when they offer you the opportunity, and you really got to say, what's the worst that can happen? Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, those doors are always there. I mean, you just gotta be smart enough to recognize the opportunity and then work hard enough to make the most of it. I mean, that's what you love about America, man.
That is it.
Dream. I mean, you hear, that's the coolest thing about being a part of a sport at this level is you get to meet so many CEOs or entrepreneurs that, you know, made it big from a dream, and it's just inspiring. Every weekend you meet somebody. I mean, you're sitting there with, I bet there was 20 billionaires there this weekend, and here's, you know, my goofy butt sitting there in the middle of them, you know, a little me from Emporia, Kansas. So
sure,
pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it's, and
dude, how about the Chiefs game last night?
They didn't suck, and there was no international incident. Nobody hit anybody in the head with a helmet. I felt good about it.
Oh, God, that's terrible. Gosh, man, it feels good to win. I'm glad they're back. I was talking to Veach yesterday morning, and he was excited about it. Hopefully Hill's not hurt too bad. But, man, I raced down there in Mexico City. The elevation's real. As
yeah.
soon as I heard that they're racing or you know, playing in Mexico City, I'm like, hey, dude, that's no joke. I'll never – true story, Harvick and I go to pull out of the racetrack in a helicopter. This dude goes to pull over this mountain, and the thing didn't have enough power because of the altitude to get over the mountain. Did you hear what I just said?
Oh, come on now.
They didn't have enough power to get over the mountain. That presents an issue. That's the problem.
So okay, all right.
He's like trying to pull up. Finally, this captain's like, "Oh, we're not going to make it." I'm like, those are terrible words for a captain. That shouldn't be in your vocabulary. They're just dancing around and put me on the ground. How about that? That's
yeah.
exactly what we did. It took us like 3 hours to get through traffic, but
yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, no, it's you know, I used to. In fact, it was a guy down in by Deer Mere, Pittsburgh, that taught me how to do it. We built experimental aircraft, these powered parachutes that would hold two people, and it had a little avionics package and a Ram Air canopy and a little blue top Rotax as a pusher. And I used to fly that thing all over Shawnee out here.
You had one of those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell. Do you realize that's like the definition of dumbass? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
You die.
Yeah.
Like, if you look it up, that's exactly the number one thing of how to die.
It's even more fun. So my buddy Ernie and I used to go out and we'd take a cooler full of beer. You know, there's no fuselage. You're just sitting on a beam. We'd fly over Deffenbaugh.
Yeah.
We'd drop beer in we'd finish our beers and then drop them in the landfill. And every once in a while, I just think to myself, I feel like someone's supposed to stop us. Like, you just think, what? How can this be? And it was perfectly okay. And we just fly around. And it was such a weird, surreal thing. And I had that thing for about 3 years.
So the next time somebody looks up over in Shawnee County, drive around, and sees some maniac with a fan bolted to him flying around with a parachute, just know that he's drunk. And you're probably going to get a beer can dropped on you.
Yeah, well, as you know, like now you've got 3 months off. It's only going to get weird. I mean, you got 600 plus acres to go get weird on. So Lord only knows.
I was gonna say, speaking of dumb, so Chip and I, you know, Chip that works for me, I've always had this crazy dude down on the coast invite me down to go bear hunting. They have a huge black bear.
Mm-hmm.
So we are leaving this afternoon to go down. They're going to drive over the coast. I'm talking like 500-600 pound bears. And they're boarded like it's real thick brush.
Yeah,
you got to wear chaps and all this stuff to, you know, to keep the briars out of you. But you basically like army crawl through these bear holes and go in there and go after them. So again, how what not to do is for whatever reason in your and I's vocabulary, we find enjoyment in that.
Yeah, well, are you kidding? It's just ridiculous. I found myself I was buying some guns the other day, and you know what? You need one of these. They went on sale, those Maxim 9 pre-suppressed. They come from the factory already suppressed. You can shoot them with no hearing protection at all, these 9mm.
Great.
No, it's perfect.
That's real. I got a buddy that's got the guy that used to own Action that did all the diecasts for NASCAR forever, Earnhardt, Rusty Wallace, Mark Martin, Jeff Gordon days, Action diecast, remember all the diecasts of the 90s and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bullet company now, and that's what he's got a patent on, his bullets that you can't hear them, but you can only hear them if you're on the other side of it. It's crazy.
You know what? Listen, I need to make that friend for sure. Also, I just, you see,
right,
the,
what a great idea.
Oh yeah.
So I'm asking this guy, I'm like, all right, so what do I bring? You know, I got my hunting rifle. It's, you know, obviously he goes, no. You need a short gun with no scope on it. I'm like, buddy, this is a 600-pound bear. I want to make sure that it's a good shot. Like, it needs to, that thing will hunt you. Like, it's rolls reversed. We got it.
Yeah, you just make it mad.
Sure we make this a good,
it's exactly. Going to go bad.
Dude, I don't know what the hell I'm getting into. If you read about me, you'll know what happened.
Dude, you know, I'm such a pussy that I have all these deer on at Disgrace Land that I feed every day. And they literally all pull up on the land, and there'll be eight of them looking at me. I got two ducks that are like gangsters that will run up in front of the Jeep and demand their food. Like, I'm out there writing my name on turtles. I mean, I'm going to end up being some kind of white trash Dr. Doolittle wandering around out there naked in a pair of Converse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as you start working on bird habitats and stuff like that, that'll be really
level. I'm going to go ahead and just admit this now so we're just clear with each other. I moved the ducks into my outbuilding, and then I changed their water every day so they have a pool in there, because if the pond freezes over, then the fox are going to smoke them, and because they can't fly. They're just big, fat, like human ducks. And so I literally move them into a building and keep it heated and change their pool every single day.
Yeah, you've got it pretty bad.
Yeah.
So here's what happened to our ducks. Cash and I used to go up and see ducks. You know, we had them on the pond as you come in the entrance of the house, and obviously went up there and fed every day. Every morning and that evening, we'd go up and feed ducks. It was one of the favorite things to do as a little kid. We go up when it froze over last year. We go up there to feed the ducks because I was like, man, we got to take care of them. I don't have any place to go. There ain't no ducks on the pond. I'm like, let's go back. We'll see if we can find those. I look over in the field and there's just white feathers everywhere. I was like, yeah, the coyotes got them. So yeah. Watch out for the coyotes, bud.
No, that's it. That's why I'm such a weirdo about it. It's but you know, I mean, that's the thing.
Like, it sounds like your ducks are they're good. They're in Fort Knox. It sounds like so yeah. They're plenty safe.
Oh, these crazy bastards! Changed. They have their own 10x10 pen, and it's heated inside an outbuilding that's 30x40 with their own freshwater pool every single day switched out. Then they're in there for about 3 months. Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, you know me. I bring
so,
my
dog. Denver's coming up. Chiefs game's coming up in Denver. I'm coming back for that. So you need to meet each other at Arrowhead, have a little bit of fun.
Man, let's get together. Let's
whoop up on them Broncos.
Len, let's find a time to catch up for sure, man. By the way, just before I let you go, everybody's good. The kids are good. Wife's good. Family's good.
So good, man. And it's but now I'm good. I got a couple months off here. Going to fart around, have some fun. Looking forward to the holidays. Always fun to have family around. Everybody comes out here to North Carolina and. This kind of chills and takes it in. Her folks from upstate New York come down. Everybody under one roof, where it's supposed to be. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Good, man. And tell me this, though. Are you going to vacation at all? Are you going to stay at home the entire time, or will you jump out of the country and go visit somewhere?
No. When you travel for a living 36 weeks a year, The last thing you want to do is go somewhere. We're going to chill out here, and, you know, I might drive down to the coast and do this bear hunt, but for the most part, we'll be home. The banquet's in Nashville. That'd be a lot of fun. That's something changed from last year. You know, it was in Vegas. And Truth be told, I think my buddy Blake Shelton's playing a private party Wednesday night for us all. So I'm trying to get – I told him – he's old news. We're trying to get Gwen to show up. You know, if Gwen shows up, we got some true star power. But if it's just him, it just doesn't – the magnitude, you know, drastically.
Down. Right.
Hopefully we can –
Well, listen.
I'm trying to count on Quinn. I was working on her hard yesterday.
Man, enjoy yourself. Don't get eaten by a goddamn bear, by the way.
You'll read it first.
That's a ridiculous way
Maybe
to go.
I'll bolt a fan pack to my back and see if I can parachute.
Take the goddamn flamethrower with you. No bear will charge a flamethrower.
Hey, I actually already thought about that.
Yeah.
Luckily, you had that.
Hey, you know what? Quickly, there's a guy in town who's building a new... Different a flamethrower doesn't shoot as hard as like the one you've got, but it'll shoot 30 feet and it's run with a fuel pump and a lithium battery, and it's super portable and way easier to drag around. The guy just opened his company here.
You just don't have those guys out here on the East Coast. That's good Midwestern talent.
Yeah.
You don't have crazy people like that out here. I want that.
Yeah.
I'm moving. As soon as this deal's over, I'm coming back.
I'll send you a link, man. All right, gee, take care, man. And be careful. Have fun on your hunt.
All right, man. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.